The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Irish Water have lifted the boil water notice for the 600 and odd thousand customers in the east of the country. I've got Yvonne Harris, Head of Customer Operations at Irish Water, on the line now. Good evening to you, Yvonne. Can you give us the official statement, please? Not the whole of it, right?
Sure.
But the important bit.
Absolutely, certainly. We're delighted to say that the boil water notice has been lifted for the customers who have suffered the inconvenience of a boil water notice for the last number of days and running into a week. We really want to thank our customers for their patience.
So again, all clear now and all safe, yes?
And please tell neighbours, friends, pass on the news so that everybody knows that they no longer have to boil the water.
Okay, that's great. That's brilliant. Can you give us any assurances about how this is not likely to happen again anytime soon?
Well, I can certainly reassure everyone that we are taking every possible action to minimise the risk of it happening. We have taken all of the EPA recommendations. We're working with Fingal County Council. We've maximised processes to try and build resilience. One of the major decisions we've made is to take more water from Ballymore-Hustis. So that reduces then the pressure on the leaks at plant. We've increased monitoring of alarms. We've extra staff on site. We've increased testing. We have an automatic shutdown. The ultimate solution is to replace the filters, and all of this work has been accelerated, and we plan to do that as quickly and as safely as possible. There is a risk that this could happen over the coming months, but we did operate well during the last yellow weather warning.
Okay.
And so we are continuing to minimise that risk every day.
Okay, sorry to cut across you. There's you raised the question of the filters. I was talking to Michael Brennan a little earlier on. I'm sure you know him well. And he was telling us that the new filters are now going to be delayed. You had hoped to get them in before Christmas, but now there's a problem with that. So you just said that has been accelerated. Has something changed?
Well, the programme of work has been accelerated. To be honest, I can get someone from the technical team to talk to you about it. I had no visibility that there's been any delay in the replacement of the filters.
So you still expect them to be changed by before Christmas, yes?
Well, I don't have a date of before Christmas. I'm not sure where that day came from. The date that I understood that we had given the EPA was quarter two 2020, and we are still working to that date. So I'm not sure where Michael got that date from before Christmas, but I've been at the crisis management for Irish Water over the, twice, three times a day over the last week or so, and there hasn't been any discussion in that regard. We might be talking at odds. We might be talking about different things, but certainly
but
our
as of now,
work has been accelerated.
As of now, it's all clear. It's safe to drink. You don't see any problems, and all of the works that you were going to do are going to be accelerated, so whatever problems are underlying will be fixed even quicker. That's
absolutely
fair summary.
We are taking every precaution possible to ensure this doesn't happen.
Listen, thank you very much, Yvonne. I know you're probably snowed under with calls, but that's Yvonne Harris, Head of Customer Operations at Irish Water.